Have you noticed how more and more common home appliances tend to be replaced by computerized versions? Especially in the entertainment area. The Mac Mini is the best example there is. Now, I'm not talking about integrating it into an automatically driven 4x4, but let's face it, it's the ideal replacement for all kinds of stuff, from TV tuners to video recorders or stereo systems, to an alarm clock. Welcome to the third episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Awaken. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away 3 licenses for this application. As always, keep in mind that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen and clicked on in the iTunes artwork window or on your iPod screen. But before we continue with the review, let me just talk a bit about the feedback I got from the last 2 episodes, and it was really overwhelming. So thank you to everyone who submitted their NLMA, the Neat Little Mac App. A lot of developers also who wanted me to, of course, review their application. Got a lot of very interesting applications in. There is one feedback especially I wanted to talk to you about, and that came from listener Renee. She went out to buy wallet with the promo code I gave everybody. And she encountered a little problem with that. She went to the online store by using Firefox. And apparently the promo code system doesn't work in Firefox. Now, the developers told me this. They put it in an email saying that, okay, the store only works in Safari. But apparently I overlooked that. So if you want to go and buy wallet and use the promo code I gave in the podcast where I discussed wallet, then you'll be needing Safari. Just go to the site and use Safari and you should have no problems. The links to that field to enter the promo code are at the bottom of that page. I got another nice piece of feedback from the developer of Wallet himself, telling me that he will be implementing a possibility to add a custom icon to the groups in Wallet. So that's a very nice way of making developers change their software or add things to it, just by making a podcast about it and telling them, hey, change this. Very neat. So thanks, Dustin, and thank you for putting this podcast on your blog, I saw. And now, without further ado, on to the review. Okay, let's check out the star of this episode, the application Awaken. It's a digital alarm clock that wakes you up by playing the iTunes playlist of your choice. Current version is 2.5 Universal Binary, and it's made by Embraceware at embraceware.com. Now, why do I use this? Well, as mentioned in the previous episode, all developers are welcome to bring their neat little Mac app to my attention. If I like it, I might feature it in the show, and so did Jerry Brace, who is the developer of Awaken. Now, Jerry was also so kind as to provide us with 3 licenses that I'll be giving away later in the show. And so I checked out the application, and by all means, I found it to be a very neat little Mac app indeed. So I'm planning on using it right now until the end of the 14-day trial period. And after that, hey, we'll see. Now, I know that this application isn't really for everyone, I think. We're not all sleeping with the computer next to us. So I think the main target audience are students, people who have their computer in the same room as their bed. I don't know how large the dorm rooms are in America, but here in Ghent, Belgium, you normally would have one room with everything in it. Now, I see those people really as target audience for this application. Okay, so what does this application look like? Well, you get one main window where you can see all the necessary data, meaning that in the top of the window you see the date and time of day. And under that you see all the different lists, all the alarms you put into the application. at the bottom of the main window, you get some extra buttons, for example, to add a new alarm, to remove an alarm and stuff like that, a smart actions button and a sleep timer. Now, you don't really need these. If you double click on the window, it would automatically make a new alarm, as you would expect of a neat little Mac app. Now, how does it work in practice? Well, you double click the window, you get an extra window where you can fill in the alarm title so you can recognize it when you see it in the list, and you can choose the iTunes playlist. Now, of course, it only shows the playlists that are currently in your iTunes. You can select if the application has to shuffle that playlist or not, and then you can put in the occurrences. It's a bit like an iCall. You can choose which day of the week it should play at which hour, or you can just say, no, this alarm is only for that specific date at that time of day. You can also add a reminder note, and that's mainly that's it, actually. That way you can create an alarm very, very quickly, and you can see it in the list. You can also do the reverse, and that is a sleep function. You can't schedule that, which, well, I don't know if it would really be of use. But anyway, if you take the main window, on the bottom right side, you get the sleep button. Now, if you click that, and I'll try this right now, sleep timer, you get a little smaller window, and you just select, okay, play that playlist. Shuffle it or don't shuffle it, and put the sleep timer on, let's say 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes or an hour. And apparently 1 hour is the maximum sleep time you get. You can also choose if after that it has to put the computer to sleep also. Now that's neat. That means that, okay, timer is finished, dang, computer goes to sleep. Very nice. Now, the best way to learn about an application is by looking at its preferences window. That's the tip I give to everyone. If you want to learn an application, check out the preferences window, and immediately you'll notice, you'll learn a lot of the application itself. And if you look at the preference window of Awaken, then you will immediately be confronted with a lot of neat features. For example, Awaken can wake up your system at alarm time. Very interesting. Of course, you will have to give permission to the application to do that. It can also use a full screen function, meaning that when the alarm goes off, and this is really neat, you can make Awaken go into full screen mode, and then you get like this front row style window, full screen, where you can go to the next track, go a track back, you can hit the pause button, you can hit the snooze button. The only thing I'm not quite sure is if this works with the remote control. Now, if we check out the rest of the preferences, we also get to choose if we want a 24-hour clock or not. We can also make sure that, for example, each alarm stops after X amount of minutes. You have the default alarm playlist and default sleep playlist that you can choose, and you can choose the snooze time. Now, in the following preferences tabs, you can change things like the iTunes and system volume. So Awaken will use a different system and iTunes volume than the normal volume would be on your system. You can change that and test it. You can choose the fade in length and the fade out length from both the alarm volume and the sleep timer volume. You can also have iTunes hidden at alarm time, or you can have Awaken show you the iTunes visualizer when the alarm goes off. Of course, there's the automatic software update system in the application. And that brings us to the end of this review. There is only one tip I would give to the developer, and that is some sort of one song only button, you know, that I would be able to pick just one song and use that one as an alarm, because as for now, you always have to choose an iTunes playlist. Now, this would mean that I would have to create a playlist and put only one song in it. Why would I want only one song to be played? Well, I'm a guy who gets up quite quickly, so one really hefty song would be enough for me. I mustn't forget to add this little note of the developer, Jerry. By the way, Jerry, congratulations with your marriage. Hope you enjoyed it, and still will enjoy it, of course. There's this little note. He's currently working on version 2.6, and that will include Apple Remote support for snoozing and stopping the alarms. It will also include an option to fade the screen's brightness together with the volume, and among other features, there will be like album cover reflections in full screen mode, and all the upgrades will be free, so if you buy 2.5 today, you will be able to still upgrade to 2.6 for free. And as a matter of fact, he tells us that even versions in 12 years from now, that means if you buy this application now, you will always be able to get the updates for free. Very nice, Jerry. Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't I promise that 3 of you would get a serial number for this application? I sure did. Now, to win a serial number, and Jerry gave us 3, all you have to do is send us an email at contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. So, contest@neatlittlemacapps.com, but make sure you put these 2 words in the subject line. NLMA space awaken. So from Neat Little Mac Apps, NLMA space awaken. Be sure to type those correctly, folks, because I'll be putting up a smart filter on my mail client that will direct all these mails in a different folder. Now don't go cheating on me. Only 1 email per person will count. And I will put all the emails in 1 big basket and have my 2-year-old pull 3 out of it. That seems fair, doesn't it? So you will, 3 of you will be able to win a serial number for Awaken. Of course, if you feel uncomfortable in sending me your email address, no problems. Just create some account somewhere and send it from there. But be sure that you'll still able to check that account because we'll be replying, of course, to that email address. Okay, so that's it for this podcast, a bit longer than usual. I hope you liked it. Feel free, of course, to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, and you can leave your comments there. You can also find the show notes there as well, or you can just click the link on the iTunes artwork window that will take you to this site as well. As always, if you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks his app is great, be sure to let me know. I'll gladly give it a shot. But keep in mind, I have already received tons of applications. Of course, if your app is truly, truly genius, hey, send it over. If you're interested in supporting this show, you can also check out the press kit that you will be able to find on the Neat Little Mac Apps website as well. Which only leaves me with crediting our nice theme music. It's provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over, it's the instrumental version. And you can find out more about Dark Horse at music.podshow.com. That's it for this podcast. Be sure to keep those NLMAs coming. Bye.